Proclamation number 5967, dated the May 29th, 1954. Hereditary sin. Questions, which you would like to have answered, will have to arise in you time and again. Then I can enlighten you as soon as you contact me in heartfelt prayer and listen to what I say to you. By regarding your emerging thoughts as my reply, if you are not addressed by me directly through the voice of the Spirit, your desire and appeal to me will ensure your correct thinking. Yet without me you will not recognize the truth. Without me your endeavor for enlightenment will be futile, since without me you will only have misguided thoughts which the powers from below will be able to convey to you. Precisely because you evade me, who is the provider of truth. And thus listen to the following. As long as you are not perfect, you can only receive explanations in a descriptive manner. You would never be able to understand the infinite profundity of divine wisdom. You would never understand the reasons for my reign and activity, since your imperfection also means inadequate power of perception, and thus you are unable to find an explanation by virtue of your intelligence. But you will be able to receive it in a flash as soon as you are permeated by the light of my love in the spiritual kingdom. On earth you will need to receive descriptive clarification. The processes that took place in my creation can only be described to you in line with your ability of comprehension. And thus the spiritual processes in the hearts of the first people can only be intelligibly explained to you along the lines of earthly processes, which, however, are but a faint comparison, simply because you are still weak in spirit yourselves. You humans are constrained by laws of nature because total freedom, which you forfeited through your past apostasy, first has to be regained by you during your earthly life. For that reason I imposed a limit on the first human beings, or because I first wanted them to realize that they were subject to a power and that they should voluntarily submit to this power, in order to then have their final freedom bestowed onto them. In the past they refused to acknowledge me, which was the first sin, their opposition to me from whom they had originated. Only voluntary acknowledgement could cancel this sin again. And I wanted to obtain this acknowledgement of myself when I brought the whole of creation into being. As a result, the first human beings were endowed such that they could in fact recognize me but were not compelled to do so. And therefore free will had to make a choice which, again, should be tested against temptation. People had to see something they desired, while a prohibition and an enticement at the same time had to prompt them into a decision of will. But, understandably, the enticement had to be linked to a promise, which they were then supposed to resist. The prohibition and the enticement ensued from two sides, since they involved the return of the fallen spirits to me and theste with my adversary, i.e., my created spirit's achievement of their goal or their fall into the abyss again. Consequently, the people had to have the desire within themselves and be offered the opportunity to satisfy this desire, or to overcome it for the sake of a far higher goal, for eternal bliss with me, which surpassed this earthly fulfillment of desire a thousandfold. Since regaining the deserted spiritual beings was a battle between me and my adversary, he also had to have the opportunity to influence these beings' will, only that he feigned elusive values and elusive happiness so that people should forfeit true happiness and a blissful life in eternity. I knew of this temptation and I forgave the first people a commandment with a simultaneous warning of eternal death. This warning should have sufficed in stifling every desire in the people in order not to die. And my adversary convinced them of the contrary, he promised them life. But they recognized me as the supreme power and yet followed the lie, and thereby brought death into the world. But what was it that made their desire so powerful that they succumbed to it? They lived a blissful life in paradise. They were masters over all created things. Everything was subject to their will and they felt happy in full possession of strength and power. And as long as this love was intended for me and the partner, there was no danger either that the test of will would fail. But my adversary knew how to turn this love in the wrong direction. He reversed it into selfish love by making false promises to them and thus kindling their desire to obtain happiness for themselves. Their love became craving, selfish and low, and thereby they once again handed themselves over to the power of the one from whom they should and could have delivered themselves had they valued my commandment more than their desire. You humans ought to understand that the time for me to bless the first human couple had not yet come. Therefore they became sinful, for nothing is sinful that fits in with my plan of creation. Nothing can be a sin that happens in lawful order, and the process of procreation can never be against the order ordained by God. Yet the satisfaction of the senses without the will to bring forth life is no act of divine love, but it is selfish love kindled by my adversary which draws the human being down and totally submits him to his control. The first human beings had fallen victim to this wrong love. And this wrong love was the sin, which in turn related to the original sin of arrogance, which did not want to give itself but possess everything, which was the inheritance of its maker, but which has nothing in common with divine love. Divine love rests as a spark in your hearts and can ignite itself into brightest radiance. But my adversary's goal was and is to reverse this love. And he has succeeded in doing so. What was pure and divine became soiled and changed into a love of self, which no longer merits the concept of love and can only be called lust, selfishness and love of self, and which is also capable of doing whatever my adversary wants you to do. And thus the act of procreation became a means for my adversary to turn countless souls towards him, which would never have been possible had it taken place with my blessing, where the divine love of giving and bestowing happiness should find its culmination in the emergence of a new life. Hence the original sin consisted of the abandonment of pure divine love for the sake of impure selfish love. The divine spark in the human being was extinguished through satanic influence and replaced by a fire which destroyed everything that was noble and pure. The senses became aroused and were driven into utmost greed, which in no way corresponded to my act of creation, yet for the sake of my adversaries and my created being's freedom of will it was not prevented. Since it is still up to the will of each individual person to resist this temptation by Satan. The original sin was therefore not the act of procreation but the voluntarily ignited wrong and sinful love induced by Satan. A happiness-giving act of creation in the divine sense was reduced to a game of unclean spirits. My adversary was permitted to take part in an act where I myself wanted to be present in people with my blessing in order to increase the pure, divine love in them, so that it should also flow into the then begotten beings. And thus a new human generation would have arisen which would have found its way back to me in increasingly brighter light without suffering and pain, which would soon have liberated itself through love. Because it had to recognize me myself where love shines forth. The first human beings could have passed this test of will, but since I was struggling with my adversary for the human souls I could not prevent him from using means which would ensure his victory. For it involved my created being's return in completely free will, which, however, had failed and resulted in a fate for the whole human race from which it could not free itself anymore. Until a human being in pure divine love achieved the act, which redeemed all of humanity and opened the path of ascent again. For love is victorious and will not rest until even the last fallen being has found the way back to me. Amen.